There it is.
Okay, here we go. Let's see, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Well, welcome to the city.
Thank you.
You're here for a pretty big occasion, as far as Baltimoreans are concerned, the dedication of a brand new ballpark. How do you feel about that?
My first time doing such a thing. It's amazing. A wonderful feeling to have a chance to account for the past as well as the present and the wonderful future.
Are you a baseball fan?
I don't know. I'm still exploring that. Huh. As a kid, I experienced baseball through a radio, mm-hmm. hooked up to a car battery. I was a farm kid. And so baseball was pretty slow on radio in those days. So I didn't grab onto it real hard, but I've gotten excited about it since doing some movies about it, frankly, and having to learn about it, having to learn some of the mystique of it, the zen of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can say I'm much more of a fan now than I was as a kid.
Well, let's talk about probably the most famous movie that I know about that you've done about it. Let's talk about that won the Field of Dreams. Anything you got to say about that you think?
A movie not really about baseball, a movie actually about fathers and sons, but baseball was the motif, and I had a speech. My wife, when she read the script, she reads my script for me and said, when I got home, she said, "Jimmy, you got to do this movie. Of course, the long speech about baseball would not be in the movie because it's too long. It'll end up on the cutting room floor." Actually, it did end up in the movie. It's one of those wonderful poetic statements about baseball that actually helps me understand the game, as well as, you know, whoever I'm talking to, I think. Bob Giamatti wrote that kind of stuff too before he died, and about baseball.
Have you ever been involved? Have you been involved in the openings of lots and lots of things? But ever been involved in the opening of a ballpark before?
No, the closest I've ever come to anything this exciting was being asked to read the national anthem in Philadelphia once at a game. I can't sing, but they said, "Don't try to sing, please. Just read the words." Right. And that was a thrill for me. Other than that, I've not been involved with any sort of ceremonial activity around baseball.
Well, it's going to be an awful big surprise for the people that are going to be there, not because they have no idea that you're coming. How do you feel about surprising some of Baltimore's finest in their brand new park?
Well, I think if it walked out with a baseball cap reading 9 out of 10, they might say, "Oh, I know him," you know. But otherwise, I'm totally unexpected, yes. I'm not.
What are you going to be doing next?
We just got back from Italy, where I had the pleasure of judging some European TV product, as they were judging some American products. You know, we sort of exchanged juries, right. And that was a lot of fun. And over there with Robert Mitchum and a few other people.
Do you have any projects in the works or something maybe in the can that you've already done? Any film or anything?
Oh, yeah. There are always films that actors do that you're afraid may never be released, mm-hmm. you know, because you haven't heard of them since you were wrapped.
It's not really good luck to talk about those, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
But nothing really imminent as far as a theater or a movie that's coming up?
I might have the pleasure of working in this area, certainly in one movie called Summersby. It's a movie that stars Richard Gere and Jodie Foster, mm-hmm. about a post-Civil War situation. I play a judge in it. And
you know when that's going to be shot?
We start in June, yeah.
Well,
and I'm also talking to Robert Townsend about a movie that he plans to do also in the area, mm-hmm. in the D.C. and Maryland area.
Any working title for that?
It's called Meteor Man.
Uh-huh. What will you be?
I'll be a ghettoite, you know. Right. Yeah, okay. It's about a young. He plays a young school teacher in a city school, who ordinarily teaches his kids how to duck and hide and run from badness. And he gets struck by a meteor one day, and the meteor infuses him with knowledge and strength and heroic powers. So he goes to school and tells his kids how to be heroes.
Well, you said that you listened to baseball on the radio as a kid. Did you play any sports at all as a kid?
No, I went to an agricultural high school. They didn't have enough kids in it. I think we had 17 in our graduating class. We didn't have enough kids to field a football team or a baseball team, really. We barely managed track and once in a while basketball.
When did you get interested in being an actor?
Oh, after the Army.
Mm-hmm. What did that?
I don't know. My dad's an actor, and I said to my colonel one day, I said, You know, I'm not sure if I want to re-up for another 2 years. He says, "Well, is anything you want? Anything outside you've been curious about trying?" I said, "Yeah, my dad's an actor." He said, "Well, go out and try it. You'll always come back to the army." Yeah.
So, so instead of another hitch,
yeah.
He went into the world of a dangerous profession.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, I think that's enough for me. Mike?
I'll do the second one.
Okay.
Virginia to visit the Babe Ruth Museum. Just a long flight ball from Baltimore's new field of dreams. All your apartment
cabinet. You've been using that long.
Okay. This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum, just a long fly ball from Baltimore's new field of dreams, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. One more. This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum, just a long fly ball from Baltimore's new field of dreams, Oriole Park at Camden.
When you do the long fly ball thing, have as much fun with it as you dare.
Well, I'm just trying to get it out and string it together. I'm not yet having fun. This is James Earl Jones. This is James Earl Jones having fun. This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum. Just a long fly ball from I'm sorry, I can't follow that direction. I have no idea what you mean.
All right.
Or what to do with it. This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum. Just a long fly ball from Baltimore's new field of dreams, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum. Just a long fly ball from This is James Earl Jones urging you to visit the Babe Ruth Museum. Just a long fly ball from Baltimore's new field of dreams, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Let's move on. Something else. The people have come, Baltimore. The people have come, Baltimore, to see your new field of dreams. The people have come, Baltimore, to see your new field of dreams, and they will continue to come to relive the glory days of our national pastime, Baltimore style, at the Babe Ruth Museum. Located just a long fly ball from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, the birthplace of baseball's greatest star, also the home of the official Baltimore Orioles Museum. There's something here for baseball fans of all ages. Visit the Babe Ruth Museum and see where a baseball legend began and where the legend continues. That's about the best I can do. Thank you.
day long. You never run out of time by the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any American food that you like that you, I'm not going to help you here, but is there anything that you like to kind of sneak away and get that's American?
Well, I have pizza is my favorite, but also I enjoy very much going with my son Sundays and have a hamburger because he enjoys very much hamburger. So I like hamburger with French fries very much, yes.
Heating pads. Just, we use a lot of water in the whirlpool and things like that.
What's the most prevalent injury you run into?
Hopefully we don't have any. Mostly what happens down there, more than just flat-out injuries, is daily soreness. Usually the third day after the players arrive is the day that they're the sorest, and just overcoming the soreness down there, that's mostly what we deal with.
Tell me about blisters.
They happen due to heat and friction, and that's part of that whole three-day accommodation thing, and once they get over that part, though, they're fine.
What do they blister most, their feet or their hands?
Mostly their feet, and the hitters, it's a preparation process as far as getting the hands ready to hit. They go through a blister period and until their hands callus up and toughen up.
Let me think and see if I can think of blisters. That's a good one. The public is always worried about things that they get that they might be able to compare back and forth with the athletes. Do you find that most of the guys that that come into spring training are prepared for it physically?
Now they are. Now more than in the past. In the past, the players used to come to spring training to get in shape. Now they take care of themselves during the winter, and they come into spring training already in condition so that they can improve their baseball skills. They can work on the skills and win a job. If they come spring training out of shape, then they're going to be far behind, and they're not going to have time to catch up and try to win a job.
How many guys work out during the winter, as far as you know?
Hard to keep a handle on that. The ones that are in town, I got a pretty good handle on because I see them regularly. I know what they do. The ones out of town, it's tougher to keep a hold of. I call them regularly, and they let me know what they're doing, but I can pretty more or less tell who's going to work and who isn't.
Who are some of the guys that work out in town?
Scotty McGregor has worked out very hard this winter. He's worked out 3 days a week continually since the season was over. Some of the others are Kenny Gearhart, John Habian, both the Ripkins. All the boys here have been working out pretty good.
Do they do weights or do they do exercise or what do they do?
Weightlifting is a small part of it. That's just part of the whole conditioning thing. They do things for their cardiovascular system. Some do jogging, some like to play racquetball, some play basketball. But strengthening is a part of it, as well as good nutrition, good dieting, and all. It's the whole thing.
It's a long season. Are they giving you all kinds of crap? It's a long season. How do they stay in shape over, 3 months, 4 months, 4.5 months season?
Tough thing to do. The reason is because we play day in and day out, and it's hard to get them to do something to stay in shape as well as play the game. But we're initiating a maintenance program that hopefully some of them will adhere to, especially the pitchers with their shoulders, that they'll do something strength-wise and in that about twice a week that'll help keep them in shape so that when August rolls around, they don't get too tired and run into that injury.
I would imagine with that there's a, you know, at least half the team isn't playing always. And a lot of the guys get in little or at all. I would imagine that you could leave spring training and be in shape and get back up here and fall right back out of shape unless you took care of yourself. Is that right?
Everyone, the whole team is in the best shape they can possibly be opening day. After that, it's a problem to keep them in shape, especially as you said, the guys who don't play every day. The guys that don't play every day, they have to do something to stay in shape during the season. If not, as you said, they'll fall right out of it.